Their agents today, United Group Insurance, serving Southwest Iowa, 712-623-5555. Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 14 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Carrie Shalter is with me this morning, the president of the Red Oak Rotary Club. I always want to say chairman or president.
I guess we call it president.
The president.
We have to put all of our roles down through Rotary International, and I guess I'm the president, and I will be the president for another year, too. So beginning in July, I'm taking on one more year, and then we do have another person coming in, so Christy White.
Okay.
You remember Christy White's husband?
I should.
Yeah, he was the VA guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So she Curtis. Joined Rotary. Oh, yeah. Curtis, yes, Curtis. And so she joined after he passed away.
Yeah.
And she's really gotten active, and she's going to be our president next year.
Wow, very cool.
So I'm excited, and it's been fun to get to know her, and so that's been nice.
What's the most exciting thing you're doing today, Carrie?
For Rotary. Well, today we're not doing anything for Rotary. Today is a slow day, but
yes,
right now we are getting ready to, we're getting really excited about this concert series we have coming up. We have a lot of things happening, but we've kind of got a new thing going on. So
yeah, this is new.
This is new.
Completely new.
We went to the Hotel Motel Committee and asked for some money. They gave us a $2,500 grant to help us get started with this. So a matching grant. And we're going to be doing our summer concert series the second Thursday of June, July, and August. So it'll be down on Fountain Square. They will set up on the stage there, and they'll be facing in toward the park so families can come and bring their blankets and their lawn chairs and have a, we're going to have some food trucks there. Thinking we're probably going to, we're working on it still, but I'm sure we'll get there. We're going to have some adult beverages available for people. So that'll be nice. And the inside of the square will be blocked off so people can stay in there and have a good time.
Second Thursday, June, July, and August.
Correct, yes.
Do you have your entertainment lined up at this point?
We do. So June 11th, we're going to have a band called Happy Endings. They are a cover band out of Omaha. They play a lot of 80s music and, you know, or about anything really. But I think that that's kind of course, you know, we like the 80s music. When I was, when it was the 90s, I looked back at the 80s music and I was like, oh, I don't really like it. But now it's kind of getting nostalgic.
It's awesome.
So it's, it kind of takes you back to like, oh, remember that easier time? So anyway, they're going to have, we'll have that band Happy Endings June 11th. And it is from 6 to 8:30.
Okay.
So it's not a really late night. You know, we're not we're kind of just expecting it to be a family fun event where people come, sit in the shade, listen to the music, see their friends.
Good times.
So hope so. Yeah. And then on July 9th, that second Thursday in July, we're going to have Into the Gray. And I'm sure a lot of people in Red Oak are familiar with that. I know they've been at the Wilson. They've been at the 518. And then the same thing, we're going to have August 13th, Touch of Gray. And I believe people in Red Oak are probably pretty familiar with them, too. A couple of really good bands I know. So 6 to 8:30, second Thursday of June, July, and August.
So it's going to be the evening, but not too late. It's not going to go up till like 1 o'clock, like in the 80s. You may have stayed a little later, but... Today, it's a little earlier.
Yeah, we'll
food
be
trucks.
Done before dark. Yeah. Yep. Food trucks, maybe some beverages.
Yeah. Good evening, fun evening.
So go fun times, enjoy.
And people will just show up to this, right? The idea is people just come and enjoy.
They can. There's not going to be any fee to get in or anything like that. I mean, of course, you know, you have to purchase your own food and your own beverages, but the band is going to be free to just sit and watch. So if you don't even have a penny, you can still come down and and watch. So,
all right.
Be a good time. So,
so how did this idea, tell me about the idea. How did it come about?
Well, I work at the city now, you know. And Lisa, she always comes up with all these new, trying to have new and fun ideas. And we got to talking about it one day. And I was like, you know, maybe we should partner with Rotary and see if they were would want to do that. So we are kind of in a partnership a little bit with the city to do that. So it was kind of her initial idea. And then some people from Rotary and got together and kind of came up with some other things. So
it's fun.
It is.
It's a great way to spend an afternoon or an evening.
Right.
In the summer.
And just relax and, we're not going to be drinking late into the night or anything like that. So it'll be kind of a family fun thing. Kids can go play on the playground there at the park.
Yeah.
Families, parents, you can sit on the benches or bring your lawn chair.
Good times.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
I like it. Okay, Carrie. What else do we have going on with the Rotary?
Well, I did want to wrap up. We had our Easter egg hunt this last weekend.
Yeah, tell me about that.
And that was a lot of fun. It was icy cold. I didn't think I could get warmed up at all the rest of that day. But it was fun, so much fun. If you go to our website or our Facebook page, actually, you can see a lot of pictures of the kids picking up the Easter eggs, and that's a really good time. So wrap that up with no big problems, and everybody had a good time. The Easter bunny was there and had a really nice time.
All the eggs were gone?
Oh, yeah. The eggs are gone in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They take no time at all to pick up all those eggs.
That's awesome.
And we want to make sure, we had a lot of sponsors that always sponsor that every year and thank all of them. The list is too long for me to go over right now, but a lot of chamber members and folks in the community always support that. And then we had a 4-H club, one of the 4-H clubs locally. They came and helped put out the eggs. So, yeah.
Okay.
The Spitfires.
How long have you been doing that?
Do you know the
Easter egg hunt.
Gosh, I've been in Rotary 7 years, and I know it was way before me.
Right.
So I don't know how long Rotary's done it, but it's been many years. I took my kids there.
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking, I think it's been going on since I don't know, since they were little.
I mean, I know that my kids, I took them downtown when they were little and picked up Easter eggs, so that's been 25 years ago. I don't know if it was Rotary who was doing it then or another organization, but as far back as I can remember, there's been an Easter egg hunt on the square. So it's always fun. It's a perfect place for it because you can kind of cordon off different sections for different age groups. So there's not this huge intermingling of ages. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did that.
So the Easter egg hunt, big success. That's come and gone.
Yep.
Okay.
Of course, we're getting ready for Junction Days. Can you believe that?
It's going to be here soon.
I was looking at my calendar today, and I was thinking it was already May, but we're not quite there yet. We will be there soon.
No, you're wishing your life away, Carrie, so we're not there yet.
So on the Saturday of Junction Days, from 7 in the morning till 9:30, we're going to be having, of course, the Pancake Man. We've sponsored that for a lot of years. $7, and come on and have him flip you a pancake.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about that again here next time.
Yeah.
Something else coming up, our first Saturday in May, we're going to meet. If anybody wants to come out and give us a hand, we'd love it. 8:30 on the first Saturday in May, we're going to do a highway cleanup. So we always clean up the highway twice a year. You know, those signs you drive by?
Yeah.
People really do actually still go out and clean up. So
that's good. So that's May 2nd.
May 2nd. Okay.
Yep.
So 8:30 in the morning, we'll meet at Cubby's, and then we take about a 2-mile section and go out west of Red Oak on Highway 34.
Yeah. Are you surprised at what you find sometimes?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you always are thinking like, do I go all the way down into the ditch and pull out that big tire or do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And sometimes there are interesting things that you find. Yeah.
How did that get there?
I know.
Anyway.
I feel like things must blow off of
they
trucks
do.
And that kind of thing.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I went back to the 80s there for a minute. Do you remember, this would have been late 70s, all of the public service announcements about cleaning up and not throwing trash. Do you remember that?
Yes.
There was a Native American that was crying. You remember that?
Yes, I do. So,
We have gotten much better over the years since that time. But
you think
anyway,
of picking up our trash?
I think so.
Do you? Yeah. You know what really bugs me is when you see plastic bags hanging out of trees.
Mm-hmm.
That just... And this time of year is really
you can see everything.
A tough time because the wind's been blowing and then the snow came over the winter and it just kind of melted every piece of trash into the ground. And then, I used to walk around town. I don't live in Red Oak anymore. But when I lived in Red Oak, I walked a lot. And I was always picking up trash on my walk. And I always, one of these days I'm going to lead a group of people and we're going to clean up the whole town so we can, but it's a good idea for people.
You just volunteered for something I heard.
Probably. Probably. But, you know, I think if we'd all just go out and walk around our own block and pick up our trash.
If you would police your own area.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Many hands make light work. It'd be done just in a minute.
Yep.
So, okay. So the highway cleanup is coming up May 2nd.
Correct.
Do I have to be a Rotary member? Or do you?
You
want,
don't. You no. Have everyone. If you'd like to do that and help out, we'd love to have you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many hands make light work.
That's right. That's right. That's what I've heard.
And maybe we can go even further with our cleanup. Maybe we come back into town if we have 50 people wanting to clean up. So, yeah.
Okay. So that's a good, how long have you been doing that?
As long as I've been doing Rotary. So,
okay.
And before then. So I don't know. I don't have the history on. We need probably Dave Hammer or Rick Taylor. They're, you know, Marty Barnett. They are our a few of our long-term Rotarians. They could probably give us the history on
that. I'm sure they could.
But I'm relatively new.
If not, they can make up something and tell you, and we'd believe them and just go along with it,
I could just say, like, I don't know, 45 years. But that wouldn't probably make sense with the highway cleanup. I don't think they've had that program for that long. But so, yeah, they work with the DOT, so we let them know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, you know, we have to commit to doing it. So you have to commit to doing it if you're going to do it.
Okay.
And have your little sign out there.
Oh, to get the little highway sign out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so sure. Well, that makes sense.
You can't just decide that you're going to do it every other year. You have to really commit to doing it twice a year for the DOT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big picture of Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about big picture. When you meet, where you meet.
Oh, so we
some
meet,
of those ideas.
We meet the second. We have a program the second and the fourth Tuesdays of the month.
Okay.
The third Tuesday, we have a meeting, but that's usually our business meeting. So if you were a member and you wanted to come check Rotary out, I'd suggest coming the second or the fourth Tuesday so you can see a program. Otherwise, we're just talking about our business, and mm-hmm. which is people can come to that too. But it's not quite as much fun as watching a program. In fact, next week, our program on the 14th is Jenny Horner's coming about the Orange Bag program. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So you know all that plastic trash that doesn't go into, like, your plastic wraps or cellophane, you know, plastic bags that you get, like, if you were going to cook your peas in the microwave or something like that, that kind of plastic.
Yeah.
That doesn't go, you can't put that into the recyclable plastic bin, but you can put them into these orange bags. And then my husband and I have done it a long time. And like I said, Jenny's going to come talk on the 14th about it. But you can take that to Omaha. They have a place. So she's going to talk about that program. And they actually make, like, fence posts and deck boards out of that recycled plastic.
Hmm.
So, yeah, interesting program coming
up. There you
go. So, yeah.
That's this next
Tuesday. That'll be this Tuesday.
Okay.
So if you're interested in that program and you're interested in Rotary, come and check it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we need to touch on, Carrie? Carrie Schalter's with me, by the way, the president of the Red Oak Rotary Club. You've been in Red Oak, the Rotary Club's been here since?
Gosh, it's 100, like.
I mean, but in Red Oak, the Red Oak chapter.
Yeah,
It's been in Red Oak?
Yeah. I don't know. I should know that because we had our anniversary a couple of years ago, but it's been. I wish David Hammer would call me because he'll probably call me after and say, why didn't you know that?
You should have known that.
Yes, but it's been, I want to say like 100 years, a long time. And maybe I'm making that up, but
okay.
I think I'm pretty sure it's
a
very long time
okay.
it's been here. Yeah, it's one of the, I think it's one of the longer standing clubs in our area.
Okay.
May even tell you on there, on our history.
There you go.
We're on the website because I don't have all. Somebody may be texting us right now, telling us what it is.
It goes through all sorts of stuff there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Rotary has been, and you know, Marty Barnett was the first woman.
You know what? I did know that.
In the Red Oak Rotary Club, because women used to not be
mm-hmm.
allowed into Rotary Club.
Yeah.
So, and I think that was in the 80s. So that's how long women couldn't be in the Rotary Club. So. And
okay.
now I'm the president, and I'm a woman. We've had a lot of women presidents, so
mm-hmm.
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we need to cover?
That's a lot. That felt like a lot.
That's
I really hope people get enthusiastic and come to this, to our summer concert series, because everybody's very excited about it. And I'm sure I'll have more details as time goes on. But you know, be watching. I would tell people be watching for the flyers to come out on that. So, yeah.
Okay. RedOakRotary.org.
Correct.
Is your website.
Yes.
And there's probably...
We have a Facebook page as well.
If you search for that, it's probably going to come up. Red Oak Rotary Club.
Yeah, there it is. You can check out all of the fun little cute pictures of the kids from the Easter egg hunt. So,
and
we did just have our daddy-daughter dance, you know, did that. And
very cool.
Gave out some scholarships. Again, we're getting ready to. So April 1st, I believe, the scholarships were due. So we'll be announcing that, of course, when the time comes for when the school gives out their scholarship night. So
that'll be coming soon.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Carrie.
Well, thanks for
having me.
Enjoy
the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
The sun's going to be nice today, really.
I know. I see that. I love it when we have, you know, I don't mind the rain because we have needed it.
We need it.
But it's nice to have a little sunshine in between.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Carrie Shalter is with me, the president of the Red Oak Rotary Club.
See Guns will be at the Council Bus Gun Show at West Fair Fairgrounds April 10th, 11th, and 12th.